Hey everybody, this is Clover Chat, brought to you by the University of Minnesota Extension and the Minnesota 4-H State Ambassadors. This podcast was created to showcase all of the great opportunities and activities 4-H has to offer. Our podcast will include stories and interviews with 4-H members and alumni, information about 4-H opportunities, and we'll also chat with some 4-H experts. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of season 4 of the Clover Chat podcast. My name is Hallie, and my fellow state ambassadors, Hannah and Lacey. Today on the podcast, we have special guests from our very own Minnesota 4-H State Ambassador team. We are excited to tell you about the Minnesota 4-H State Ambassador experiences. Can you all please introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Antonio, and I'm from Morrison County.
Hi, my name's Audrey, and I'm from Candy, Ohio County.
My name is Echo, and I'm from Stevens County.
My name is Caitlin, and I am from Pipestone County.
So, welcome, guys. Can you tell us why you decided to be a state ambassador, why you wanted to?
Yeah, one of the reasons that I wanted to become a state ambassador was mostly because I really like meeting people, and I wanted to go the extra step into my leadership journey, trying to learn different skills from meeting other people, and overall just all the opportunities that came with it.
I agree with Antonio a lot. Those are the main reasons why I wanted to become a state ambassador. My dad was also a state ambassador, so that was also kind of the encouragement to do that and further pursue my leadership journey.
I would say I joined the state ambassador team to push myself. I kind of completed just everything at the county level, and I thought my leadership journey was coming to an end, so I just became a state ambassador to push myself even farther.
I wanted to become a state ambassador because when I went to Yellow 22, I saw how much fun the state ambassadors had with each other and like connecting to one another. And I wanted those connections for myself.
Thank you, Ambies. Those were great answers. I would agree with all of them. Second question, what would you say is an important role or duty of the state ambassador? Let's start with Caitlin.
I would say one of the most important roles and duties would be to really be open to everyone and be open to making connections with everyone throughout the state, whether that's at Blue or Yellow or any other occasions that we're attending, to be open and really listen to what people are inputting into our program.
Yeah, I agree with Caitlin. I'd say that an important role is to create a positive youth experience for 4-H'ers and also represent and promote Minnesota 4-H.
I would definitely say that one of the most important roles is having an open mindset when you come into things. I know that I went to the Engineering Design Challenge, and I met a lot of kids that were into the robotics and sciences and the arts. And I've never really been down that path for 4-H. So to be able to see that and then go to a different county and see their livestock, it's just a lot of fun. But always keeping an open mindset at sort of how many different types of 4-H's there are and what they all do within 4-H.
Yeah, I would say that the most important role for an ambassador is kind of the reason we were created, was for promotion of Minnesota 4-H, whether that be of the different programs we have to other counties, attending county meetings or even club meetings, and also at the national level, teaching other states how we do Minnesota 4-H and also learning how they do their 4-H.
Can you guys share what has been your favorite experience so far?
I would have to say my favorite experience in 4-H would have to be National 4-H Congress. I loved talking with people and meeting new people and, just connecting and learning about how so many different places can do the same program. And yeah, I felt I connected with so many people there, not only with my fellow Minnesota Nambies, but all of us.
Yeah, I would definitely say 4-H National Congress as well. But for me personally, it was definitely State Fair. Just to meet all the different people across Minnesota and seeing all of their talents. Some people were really good at clothing and fashion in general. And then some people had these amazing animals that are really fun to look at and just to see them show. Along with just meeting all the different personality types, there's so many fun kids that just love to dance. That's one of the main important parts of being a 4-H'er is having the will to dance. But definitely the Minnesota State Fair was one of my highlights.
I would agree, definitely the state fair, just meeting all of the different types of people and learning about their county's programs and just making those connections across the state has definitely been one of the high points.
I think one of my favorite experiences would be either State Fair or Yellow, just making memories with all the youth across the state and making connections and fun things like that.
Yeah, State Fair is definitely one of the best parts about being a part of 4-H. So now let's go back to like last year when you were applying to be a state ambassador. What's one piece of advice you would give to yourself? Or what's one thing that you wish you would have known that you know now? Let's start with Adriana.
I would have to say that it's nothing to be nervous about. Especially I was applying, you always think about how do I fit in the team? And at the club and the county level, I've known these kids for years. And so I know where I fit in on that team. But applying and then showing up to orientation, I had no idea like how it worked, but just knowing that every single person that's on the team is extremely dedicated to 4-H and what it's about. And, you will find your place eventually on the team, and there's nothing to be nervous about for that.
I'd agree with Audrey. When I was applying, I didn't think that I would make as many connections as I have now. And I thought that I wouldn't fit in within the state ambassador team. But looking back at it now, I feel like I have all these connections and such great memories that I thought I would never make.
Yeah, I would say one of the actually easiest pieces of advice that I could offer is just be yourself. I think that's one of the main things that the choosing committees or that the choosing advisors look at. They look for people that are really passionate, no matter if it's about their area in 4-H or if it's a different part of their life, but definitely just be open and be yourself. Don't think they need to put extra things on the application or anything to try to impress them, because overall, they're already impressed with you being a 4-H'er and for going out to try to achieve this next role. But they just love the real you already.
Yeah, I would say definitely to just be yourself and not be afraid of trying something new. When I was applying, I was really scared that I was just not going to get it because I'm kind of scared of failing. So just having the courage, have the courage to take the next step and to try it because you'll never know where that might take you. And within the program, it has taken me so far. I'm so glad that I took that step to make all of these new connections and just be brave and try it.
Hey, those were amazing answers. I would definitely agree, say, be yourself, and it's a great way to make great connections. And kind of touching on the great connections, our next question is, were you able to make great connections within the Stay Ambassador team and through the Stay Ambassador program?
I would definitely say yes, without a doubt. Getting together with the state Ambies for the first time at orientation, at first you're a little scared that you might not have anyone like within the first few minutes. But then after that, everyone starts talking. And to be honest, in my opinion, it's probably the most positive group. And yet they're still able to get so much done within a short period of time. So I think that everyone fits in, and overall, it's just like a family. We're all able to be really close together, and overall, just make a lot of inside jokes and work together really well as a team.
I'd agree with Antonio. When I first stepped into orientation, I noticed how everyone was laughing and making jokes within the first few minutes. And I felt like I was included and how we're all a family. And I've made so many great connections, even outside of the ambassador team. And I'm really proud of that.
I would say that the state ambassador team, it just feels like a home away from home.
Yeah, and I think that the state ambassador team has supplied me with so many different opportunities, such as like facilitating at Blue. I've made so many different connections with those kids, and I loved it. And yeah, I hope to see him again in the future at like State Fair and at Yellow and all those places.
Okay. What are some of you guys' like extra experiences or like opportunities that you've done along with your state ambassador role? Tony, do you want to start?
Yeah, one of the opportunities that I was able to go on was National 4-H Congress. There, pretty much almost all the states went, and it was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of new people from all over the country. And then I've got to also go to the Minnesota Farm Bureau meeting and the 4-H Engineer and Design Challenge and see some of the arts and crafts that they had there.
I also went to National 4-H Congress with Antonio, and I loved it as well. And I also was able to attend a county meeting with Jackson and Nobles County, and I taught him a little bit more about Yellow and State Ambassador Program and everything like that.
So, as the State Ambassador Program, even though we are all an entire team, we are also divided up into smaller teams that are known as committees. So, we each have a specific role. And would you each share about your role or committee that you are a part of?
So, I am a part of the Education Committee. So, within our committee, we really work on planning the educational lessons for Yellow and for Blue. And even within our team, we all have individual roles, whether one person makes sure that we all stay on task and the other one is there to provide honest feedback. Even within our committees, we still have a role and we all bring something to the committee, which then brings something back to the whole team.
I'm a part of the service committee, so I help plan the statewide service project and the service projects at Blue, Teal, and Yellow. We divide up all the different activities that we're going to do throughout the time we have, and we delegate them to people, and then we always share back with each other, and we always give honest feedback about what we think is good and what kids our age would be willing to do.
I am a part of the Belonging and Inclusion Committee, and we plan like small and quiet activities for during State Fair and also for Blue and Yellow. And we also write the opening and closing ceremony scripts. which I helped write those for blue and yellow. And we also decide on smaller things like take-home items or what shirt colors we want for each event and make sure everyone feels included at these events.
Yeah, I am also a part of the Belonging and Inclusion Committee. And one of our favorite things to also do is sort of plan the dances, maybe what food items we might have there, or the songs that we get to have. So it's fun. Sometimes during our committee time, we have to look at some of the music that we want to have. So it's just like a little dance party while we're doing our other work.
I can share about the last committee, MOP. In MOP, a big part of our role is to promote our events. So we promote blue when it's coming up. We promote yellow when it's coming up. We also promote the Minnesota State Fair, State Ambassador and applications as well. You'll probably see us on Instagram. We're the ones creating the stories and the post about State Ambies on the Minnesota 4-H Instagram page, as well as on Facebook and other social media platforms. And we make those silly content about mini mics and the Almost Friday video. So continue to watch us on the Minnesota 4-H page on Instagram.
Holly, what does MOP stand for?
MOP stands for Marketing Outreach and Promotional Activities.
Which is exactly what we are doing right now, and we get to facilitate this podcast.
Okay, so can you guys tell us how you become a state ambassador through the applications and whatnot?
So to start, you have to fill out a written application, which basically you have to do a couple short answers on what you bring to the team and different things like that, like what you're involved in. And then if you, then you get chosen from a committee and then you get interviewed over Zoom about a issue that you're passionate about. So an example for me, I did food insecurity in Minnesota. And you can explain some solutions to this and stuff like that. And then you just talk with some amazing past masters and regional educators. And it was very, very easy.
Yes. And don't worry too much about the Zoom meeting if you make it that far. I know that in my Zoom meeting, when I was talking about the attendance percentages throughout like 4-H club meetings and things, the lights went out in the room I was in. So, and everyone who was on the Zoom was just very relaxed. They're like, oh, it's fine. Just keep going. We're about done anyway. So just, it's not as scary as it seems.
Thank you guys for sharing. Just a quick note, applications are due April 15th. And if you want to learn more, you can go to z.umn.edu/stateambiappinfo.
Now we're going to transition topics. Could you guys tell us a little bit about the Yellow Conference?
Yeah, so YELLOW stands for Youth Exploring Leadership and Learning Opportunities. And it's a conference for all of Minnesota, most of the Minnesota 4-H'ers to come and learn a little bit more about leadership and how you can learn about them, but then also use them in your everyday life skills, along with just having a lot of fun. So I know that we have a dance included along with a banquet. And then just a lot of fun, small workshops that kids can be involved in. We have guest speakers that come in and tell us a little bit about their stories and their leadership lives as well.
Yellow is open to grades 7th and up. It's a great opportunity if you are willing to just explore a little bit more into leadership. I went last year and had a blast. I went in not knowing anyone, and everyone who was there was super nice, and it was very easy to fit right in.
So, Audrey, could you tell us a little bit about the theme for Yellow?
Yellow 2024's theme is exploring a universe of leadership. So we're going to explore different leadership topics such as body language and communicating with others and expressing yourself. Registration for Yellow is now open and it closes on May 17th.
Now let's dive more into Yellow. Something new has been added to Yellow, the majors and minors. Could you explain more about that, Echo?
Yeah, so you can choose a major where they can deep dive into a specific topic such as agriculture, STEM, performing arts, healthy living, and outdoor adventures, to name a few. All youth will have a leadership minor, which is leadership skill building facilitated by us, the Minnesota 4-H State Ambassadors.
Where is Yellow being held this year?
This year, Yellow will be held at University of Minnesota Morris campus.
And just a reminder, this is for grades 7th and up. Is there anything anyone else would like to add about Yellow?
To learn more about Yellow, go to z.umn.edu/4-hyellow.
Thank you so much, Adriana, Antonio, Kaylin, and Echo, for joining us on this episode of Clover Chat. We enjoyed learning about some of the fun opportunities as part of being on the Minnesota 4-H State Ambassador team. Clover Chat is brought to you by the number 4, the letter H, and the color green. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the podcast. Hope to see you next time.
Minnesota 4-H is a youth development program of the University of Minnesota Extension and is for youth in kindergarten through 1 year past high school. 4-H'ers participate in hands-on learning experiences, STEM, leadership and civic engagement, animal science, creative arts, and so much more. To learn more about 4-H, please visit z.umn.edu/4-h.